98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Wake up, it's your beautiful morning. What's the date?
It's the 18th of June. This is the Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Widely regarded as the worst days of the week, we powered through because it's the Big Breakfast, not the depressed breakfast.
Clothes.
Yeah.
They're an interesting thing, and people have different opinions about what people wear.
Go on.
And what you would throw out and what you would keep.
Ah, this sounds like a great idea to get people to text in what they would throw out. Good morning. We're a team here. We've got two guys and a girl. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper, Luke, and to be honest, Suze. She's the brains. And every now and again, she comes in here and gives us a story.
How are you?
And then we go home and we tell the story to our missuses and we get in trouble for it.
Well, it was a question today as well, because I made a trip down to the charity shop yesterday with a bit of clothes. I do it every now and again, dropping a few bits that I don't wear anymore. And there was one item of clothing I gave away that it wasn't particularly my choice, but it was a compromise in my house because my other half doesn't like my dungaree dress that I used to wear a lot.
Do you remember that one?
The corduroy one?
The blue one.
It's got like the dungaree strap. Yeah. It's denim, kind
lovely.
Of.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's really nice. We always remember that.
It's the one item of clothing that he absolutely hates on people and just can't stand me wearing it.
So you brought him to the charity shop and left him there. Is that right?
What was the compromise? Yeah, you said there was a compromise.
Oh, well, you know, I probably dictate a lot of what he wears.
Oh, okay.
In that kind of way, yeah.
So you got one back at you?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a good question. And so what one item of clothing would your other half say, right, in bin now? I know my dad burned, because I was there, burned my mom's orange cords pants.
What?
They were really bright orange. I remember she talked about it for years after, but to be fair, I was like...
Set them on fire.
I was like, stick that in the fire, Dad, yeah.
That's
awful.
But
it was one item of clothing.
That's hard. Like, there's one thing giving it away, but having to watch it burn.
Yeah, he wanted to get rid of it entirely.
Lisa, I'm pretty clear that she doesn't like my Star Wars slippers, the sliders, you know. They're big and fuzzy and a big Star Wars logo on them, but they went missing for a year. Eventually found them, literally hidden under the inner basket in the laundry basket.
The inner basket.
Underneath it, like. And I was just like, what's the story here? Oh, they must have fell down there. I'm like, oh, can I put them in the wash then? She's like, yeah, I'll get around to the...
You know, Lisa, bin would have been a better hiding place, to be honest.
This is 98FM.
The question we have asked, and you need to answer, 0877 98 98 98, is if you could burn one item of clothing from your other half. I know Suze was saying, like, oh, if you could throw it out, but I prefer burn. So if you could destroy, it's gone forever, one item of clothing from your other half's wardrobe, what would it be? Rachel sent us in this.
So I have a pair of bottle green crop trousers that I love because they're easy to wear. But the crop might be a little bit too short, and my husband would burn them if he got a chance, because anytime I wear them, he thinks I look like a pirate leprechaun and has no problem reminding me just as I walk out the door in them.
Pirate leprechaun.
Yeah, where's me crock of gold?
Just going to shop. All right, good luck, pirate leprechaun. 0877 98 98 98. Let us know if you could burn one item of clothing from your other half's wardrobe, what would it be? Suzanne's other half, the producer here, has asked her to throw away one of her favourite pieces of clothing, which is dungarees.
Okay.
Says she looks like a big baby. She wears it. So we thought that was a little bit mean. So we thought we'd do a whole section on if you could destroy one item of clothing from like your parents or your other half, what would it be? And apparently there's quite a lot of items of clothing that would be in the shredder, okay? So, which should we start with? Yeah, okay, we start with Roseanne, I think her name is. Yeah, this is a little bit gross, but you're a Rosie. Or Roseann. How do you pronounce that?
Roseanne.
Okay, cool, let's go for it.
If I could burn one thing from my husband's wardrobe, it would be his Mr. Happy or Mr. Smiley t-shirt that he left down in my mom's one weekend by mistake, that my sister subsequently actually ended up giving birth in, and he just washed it and he's been kind of rocking it ever since. Disgusting.
What?
Does he know?
But does it not have all the juice?
the juice.
The womb goo.
Baby goo.
The womb goo, yeah.
I think it's...
Ew! All of the ew. So much ew. Right, moving on. This is Kira. This is a weird one.
My partner has what can only be described as a Celtic tank top that is about five sizes too small for him. And he always threatens to wear it in public. In fairness, he never does. But every time he even mentions it, I literally feel physically ill.
Jeez. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with the Celtic top on the fits anyway.
It's custom.
Yeah.
Custom, yeah. This is not just growing up, so getting the kids involved as well, because Jana got her little boy to send in this.
My mom would burn the 20-year-old jeans that my dad has, and they have so many holes in them that she's getting really annoyed now.
20 years old. That's impressive.
That's good going.
Yeah.
And they are boot cut. Yuck.
Oh, gross.
Oh, I got a flamethrower to them.
This is from Amy. She's kind of beating around the bush here, but I get what she's saying.
Chokers. My husband won't let me leave the house wearing chokers. He says they remind him of a particular type of actress from a particular type of movie.
Go on. She's not going to say it.
It's porn.
Oh my God, she said it.
What did she want to wear?
Chokers.
What are chokers?
Chokers. The little thing.
Chokers!
Yeah, man. I like them. I think they're cool. They kind of give your neck a little bit of like a, oh, hello. Gentlemen.
No, you're weird.
Are you not into it?
No.
Are you not into it at all?
No.
And finally, my missus has been on. Of course, she couldn't not say this. So she would apparently burn one item of my clothing.
I would destroy your white skinny jeans. Because they are awful.
Sound.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with her more.
They're great. I made them myself. I cut them up and everything into little bits there on the side. Your face is hilarious.
Lumineers. Oh, hey.
It's 98 FM. Good morning. We never got Lisa on.
I sent her a text.
Oh, yeah?
Is there any item of clothing that I wear that you'd burn?
And she says?
Morning kiss. Delivered.
Sorry. Go back.
Morning kiss.
Oh, I thought it was a specific type of kiss. Like evening kiss.
Morning kiss.
Afternoon kiss.
Me.
Morning kiss. Okay, cool. That's lovely. And she can get back to you?
No. So obviously she wouldn't throw anything out.
Clearly.
She just hides my slippers.
Oh yeah, you were saying actually.
Greedy guts.
Yeah. Now this is a little long, okay, as greedy guts sometimes is, but totally worth it because this dude was so cute.
5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Playing this morning. Good morning, Tig.
How are you doing, Harry?
Morning. Top form. Whereabouts are you today?
Portmarnock.
Oh, yeah? Cool. I used to live in Portmarnock. Used to love the beach. It was lovely out there. Except for during the summer holidays where everybody else will come to Portmarnock and I'd be stuck in my apartment.
What are you doing in Portmarnock?
I'm enjoying the sun.
Enjoying the sun? Just chilling out?
Yeah, I go for a jog on the beach in the morning sometimes.
Nice.
You and the happy pair?
Oh, indeed.
Those lads are always out swimming, aren't they? Fair play to the boys. All right, well, 500 euros is on the way to you if you can answer these 5 questions, Tig.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
5 questions, 500 euro, get one wrong. And you're gone. There you go.
25 euro.
It's been a while since that happened, since the person didn't finish your sentence.
I know, it's
delighted. Fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, this is a little bit of a romantic greedy guts because Tig here has vowed to bring his girlfriend somewhere if he wins. And hopefully,
yeah,
hopefully she's listening. What's your girlfriend's name, Tig?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. All right, Rebecca. Hopefully your fella does you proud. For 25 euro, what colour stripes are on the pool bed chimneys?
Red and white.
Yeah.
25 quid, you're off to a good start. Question 2 is worth 50 euro. Would you like to move on?
Yeah, go on.
50 euro.
What paint brand uses an old English sheepdog as their brand mascot?
Dulux.
Durex?
Dulux.
Oh, yeah, I know. imagine they used the dog as their... For all the styles.
When you're stuck in a hairy situation.
There you go.
So you got 50 quid, well done.
Nice.
You can take that money now and go. Be gone with you can have that. Or move on to question 3, which is worth 100 euro.
Can you tell me question 3 before I move on?
No, I can't. What?
Right, go on, we go for one more.
Go on, Tyke.
€100.
Please tell me the answer.
This is Tyke now. He's playing so he can bring his girlfriend out. So I'm already like on his side because he's not doing it just to win cash for himself. Fair play to you, Tyke.
Want to bring her to the zoo, yeah?
Bring her to the zoo. I had in mind a lovely romantic date somewhere in a restaurant.
The zoo's romantic. Into the meerkat, yeah.
All right. Okay, Tyke, well, here we go. Do you watch Love Island?
No, she does
the.
Oh,
here we go. The question is about Love Island, my friend. For
please
one,
make it easy.
For €100, what county is Love Island's Maura from?
Oh no way! It's between two.
Give me one.
Longford.
Yes.
Go on, Tyke, you absolute legend.
Go on, Tyke.
You got €100. Congratulations.
Go again.
How are you feeling?
I don't know. How hard is the next question?
Well, that's the thing. That's why we call it greedy guts, you see. Because if you get greedy, you could lose it all. You know what I mean? But also, if you get it right, you more than double your cash.
Well, how much do you get if we get the next one right?
€250.
I shall go on, go for it, yeah.
You are, Tyke!
€250.
Are you sweating?
Sweating.
Get back in the sea. Get yourself washed up. All right, Tyke, here we go. Where?
What?
Oh, just being dramatic, pardon. But hang on, okay. Here we go. Where is the Women's FIFA World Cup being held?
France.
Yes! €250, Tyke. That is all yours now if you want to just take it and leave. Or...
When's the last time someone won €500?
A week ago.
It was about a week and a half ago.
Mm.
Now, I'll be honest with you because I like you, Tyke. Fifth question is always hard, but that's because it's worth half a grand. €500.
That's Noah. I'm gonna take it.
I feel like you're.
Because I definitely want to bring my girlfriend to the zoo.
Right. Okay. So that's number one in your brain. Bring girlfriend to zoo.
Number one on the list. Bring girlfriend to the zoo. She'd be killing me if she thought that I would bet €250.
But imagine how much she would love it if you won €500.
You buy her a zoo pass.
I love the internal monologue. It's all right, what do you want to do, Tyke?
We got one more. Go on.
Oh, yes!
€500.
I can't believe it.
Tyke.
We are chatting to Tyke, who has won €250 up until about 5 seconds ago when he gambled it all to win €500. But he first has to get this question right.
He wants to bring his girlfriend to the zoo. For a romantic date.
Stroll.
€500 trip to the zoo wouldn't be too bad.
You get an ice cream on every corner.
Yeah. Buy a monkey.
Buy a monkey. You're live on 98FM's Instagram as well. Everybody here supporting you. Hoping you're doing well. Okay, here we go.
Buy a monkey.
Now, this question is difficult in a different way, Tyke. It's difficult because it's new information. It's only out.
Yeah.
So, and I'll take the first name. You don't have to give me the full thing. But here we go.
Okay.
What is the name of the pop star played by Miley Cyrus in the new Black Mirror series?
Oh, you were joking me.
Screw it. I'll give you the first letter. A.
So, hold on. Can you repeat the question? You're looking for the name of the pop star...
Star by Miley Cyrus in the new Black Mirror series.
Allison.
It's Ashley. So sorry, Tyke,
man. I'm so sorry.
Do you know... But hang on a second, right? We can't just let you go because... You're one of the first people to ever just play for one thing and one thing only.
and that is your other half. So we will get you passes for a Dublin Zoo, and you can still bring.
Oh, your places, right. And will you ring my girlfriend and tell her that she won them for the laugh because she loved that?
What? You can tell her what?
Will you ring my girlfriend and tell her that she just won them out of nowhere, that she was randomly selected? She loved that.
I'll do me best. Let me check with my boss first. Ty, you enjoy your day out in the zoo, and thank you for playing 90 FM's Greedy Guts.
Thank you very much.
Go on, Ty. See, a fair play to you. Me, Harris, I can't be dealing with that.
No. Imagine bringing his girlfriend saying, hello, you've just randomly been selected to win tickets to the zoo. Can we have your credit card details, please?
And the number on the back.
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll play again tomorrow. We had to do something. He just had one thing in his mind, and that was, I'm bringing me girlfriend to the zoo.
That's an elephant. That's a giraffe, and we're buying a monkey. It's Brandy and Monica, the boy is mine. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
He was very cute, but then we had to return some cuteness and call his girlfriend.
A couple of minutes ago at 98 FM's Greedy Guts, we had a guy called Tygon, and he was just focused on one thing. Never mind the money, he just wanted to win money to buy tickets to Dublin Zoo to bring his missus to the zoo. That's it. Like, he didn't care really about anything else.
He wanted to bring her on a date to the zoo because, like, that's what was in his heart.
Now, in the end, to be fair, Tyg was a little too greedy and he got the fifth question completely wrong. But because we are old romantics at heart, we decided we would send him out a zoo pass to bring his missus to the zoo. And he asked us, will you ring her now? Ring her on the radio, embarrass her. She works in a deli. So, hey, why not? So let's cold call her there. He gave me her number, so I have him waiting on the line. You wait there now, Tyg, hang on.
Hello.
Rebecca.
Yeah, hiya.
Hi, it's Luke from 98 FM.
Oh, hiya, how are you?
I'm grand, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks.
Your fella was on with us.
I'm gonna kill him.
Why would you kill him?
Why am I on the radio? I'm in work.
Yeah, but your fella Tyg was on to us and he just wants to say you are the light of his life. and
oh, tell him he's the light of my life too.
Well, he's there now, you can chat to him.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm gonna kill you. Am I on radio? Is there all inside on my jaw? Where's the
call? Well, look, before you go, your fella has won you a trip to the zoo for free.
Ah,
so
really?
It's all he wanted was to bring you to the zoo, so we're going to sort that out for you and have a great date.
Oh, thank you. You're so good.
No matter. All right,
thanks,
Ty.
Very much.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah, I feel better now.
So cute.
I feel much better. I gotta kill you.
I wonder, will there be a proposal?
I think she was kind of expecting it there a little bit. She was like, Tyg.
Tyg, oh yeah, the zoo. Right, okay, yeah. Bye.
Love the zoo. Even cuter. So you got a sandwich of cuteness there on your miserable Tuesday morning.
Like, Tyg is now the luckiest man alive.
Yeah.
Going to the zoo.
Lucky sucker. All right, well, listen, that's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll have €12,100 for you.
Look at him in the face. Yes, yes, we will. And
secret sound.
We'll hit the middle of the week. We've a €300 toy voucher, which is, let's face it, a lot of money to be given a kid to spend in a toy store. But we want to encourage them to talk about what's going on in their head. It's all with Head Bombs, Vodafone and the ISPCC Childline. It's a great initiative. We're happy to be a part of. And I just finished the book a couple of weeks back from last year. Now it's a calendar. But the book is good. You should read. You should give it out to
Yeah, the kids have read it in school.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, they gave them out.
They get them
Sorry,
in school.
You gave them in school. Yeah. No, honestly, it's a good way of getting kids to talk about it instead of actually asking them to talk about their feelings. Because, as you know, that doesn't. It's hard.
No, a lot of kids bottle things up.
What are you feeling? No, tell me really. all right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a fantastic day. It's supposed to be lovely and sunny this week. 98 FMs.